HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. I am an assistant editor at Mint. I keep a close track of all that is happening in the world of stock markets. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. The year 2021 is expected to be a better one for stock markets, with likely strong recovery in both economy and earnings compared to a COVID-hit 2020. Markets have not only recovered from over 20% slump in March last year, but also hit record highs multiple times in 2020. Both the BSE Sensex and Nifty gained 15 to 16% in the year, best yearly performance of the Indian markets since 2017, when benchmark indices surged 28%. So what will be the big trends to watch out for stock markets in 2021? To discuss that, I'm in conversation with Vineet Samre, Head of Equities at DSP Investment Managers. Hi Vineet, wish you a happy new year. Welcome to the show.
Hi Nasreen, thank you for having me on the show. Wish you all a very happy new year too.
So Vineet, as we are beginning the year on a very good note for the stock markets, I want to understand from you, what are the big key themes that you would be watching out for stock markets in 2021?
Yeah, I think a lot of things have changed in terms of the last year, which is 2020. We saw, many cycles actually playing in a very short span of time. We saw depression, recession, then recovery. I think it was something which no one ever experienced, the worst ever pandemic in 100 odd years. So I would say it has taught us many things. It has led into changing a lot of the behaviors, the patterns, the style. I think a lot of that has changed. So while we try to look at some of these broader changes and try to see how does that really have any bearing on the sector, our thesis is that there are a few things which looks like are going to be, let's say, having a greater impact in 2021. Some of the things I would say that one is the big trend which we are watching is the demand in the technology space. We see that globally, most of the corporates want to now come up the technology curve. They want to be looking at the digitization, the cloud migration. They basically want to embrace the new technology and try to be available to the consumers, as consumers have shifted their preference to buying products and services online. So we see this as a big trend which will have a positive impact on the Indian IT sector as such. So that's one segment which we are pretty positive about, and we see that this demand momentum would likely sustain for the next few years, and hence the outlook for the IT sector looks good. That's number one. Number two, I would say that the whole awareness about health and hygiene and healthcare itself is has caught up momentum in a way. People want to clearly focus. I think to start off, it will be the vaccination drive, which is going to be, I think, the most important factor in the next year, in the current year, which is 2021. And along the side, I would say that due to the restrictions or lockdowns, many patients or many people have not gone ahead in terms of their let's say operative procedures or their healthcare related needs. So I would say that those would seem like coming back in the current year. And along with the opportunity which is there in terms of the vaccination drive itself, be it in terms of manufacturing, be it in terms of distribution, be it in terms of the other related areas, I would say the healthcare sector overall is looking like providing decent outlook for the current year and probably 2-3 years ahead. And clearly, we have come out of a very slow, growth phase for the healthcare sector. And we see some of that reversal taking place over the next 2-3 years, both in the domestic market as well as the international market. So I think clearly that's one area to focus on. The third segment where I think which remains very critical and relevant for the economy is concerned is the banking sector. We all know that, the banking sector is a proxy to the economic growth. And as we have watched sectors recovering towards the end of the last year, we are yet to see the credit growth picking up in the banking sector. So I think that's something which we would like to watch. The other bigger trend would be the whole consumption spend. We have seen because of the lockdowns, there has been a shift in the consumer pattern today in terms of what they are, where they are actually spending.
But stock markets, as we speak, has been on a roller coaster ride from March. The way the stock markets had crashed in March, from then till December, it had almost recovered 80%. Even as we began the year, stock markets have been hitting new highs on Monday. Sensex hit 48,000. How far do you think is 50,000 for the Sensex now?
So I think clearly, one of the other trends which we sort of saw last year was clearly the low correlation between what was happening in the economy and how the markets were behaving. And I think given that backdrop, it is very difficult to make these predictions because I think clearly we are in a very, very uncertain and volatile environment. Mm-hmm. Any trend, be it liquidity or inflation or interest rate, can set the reversal tone as well very quickly.
If I have to interrupt here and ask you, do you see more legs to the rallies in the stock markets now that we have not only seen a bull market, even though we are in a recessionary period technically, but even then it's a bull market. Do you see more legs to the rally, or you think that there could be some risk involved with the liquidity? Because this is clearly a liquidity-driven market. It's the FIIs which are driving the market. DIIs are almost on the back foot. They were net sellers in 2020 and 2021, we've just begun. But do you think there could be some risk, or do you think the rally has more legs?
So let me put it this way, that we have seen a good amount of rally and the stock prices are clearly factoring in a lot of the earnings upside, which probably we'll see over the next 1-1.5 years. So, to that extent, I would like to sort of extend my word of caution around the valuations, and investors need to be very careful about what price points are investors trying to take an entry into these stocks. So, having said that, when you ask me, are there legs to the rally further? Like you said, if the markets have run up on the back of strong liquidity, low interest rate, I think those, I don't see them getting pulled out so early, beginning of this year, when most of the central bankers are very much focused around being accommodative in terms of their policy stance, pushing for growth. So I think all of these factors will mean that some of these trends would continue. But at the same time, what I was trying to mention in the first part of this question around the valuations, I think one clearly needs to be cautious about the valuations. There is a risk of interest, as growth picks up, inflationary trends starts to pick up and interest rates will have to move up. I think those can then lead into a sort of a negative macro outcomes, and that can have some bearing on the market. So I would say that the macro factors today are supportive, but one has to be cautious around evaluations and tread cautiously.
Right. But as we started FY21, the first quarter, as far as the earnings went, it was very disappointing. Second quarter was a surprise for a lot of analysts and for the markets also, and it was better than expected. What about the third quarter? You think there would be more surprises, or you think it will be a continuation of the growth that we saw in the second quarter? And if a better quarter in December quarter would also kind of justify the valuations that we are at currently?
Yeah, so I think clearly, when we hear the corporates and the confidence with which the most of the segments have sort of recovered back, right. It seems so that the third quarter will be continuity of the growth metrics which we saw taking place in second quarter. There is one element of the cost benefits which most of the companies did see in the first half, because there was less of traveling, there was less of the employee movement, and a lot of the other cost savings took place, which I think gradually will have to sort of come back up, and that will have its own bearing on the profitability. But I would say in terms of the continuity of the growth trends, I don't see those getting impacted right now. The third quarter would, in that way, looks to be a decent quarter from the growth perspective.
Right. So in the beginning of the conversation, you mentioned that banking is one sector that you would be looking forward to, and one key sector that you'll be watching out in 2021. Now, for banking, of course, it has been a difficult ride, and not as much as the other peers in the auto or in the other consumer-focused sectors. For banking, it has been first the moratorium, then lifting of the moratorium for the borrowers. And then RBI, in its trend in progress report, said that probably the asset quality would probably further deteriorate when the low interest rate scenario is gone. And we are also waiting for the FSR to be released. Do you see banking, both private and PSU banks, in 2021 to have a better? I'm talking about the stocks. So, do you see the stocks seeing a good momentum in 2021, or you see them lagging their peers as we saw in 2020?
Okay, so I think this is very important question, and I think this is going to be a sector which is going to be very keenly watched for more data points, because now in terms of the expectations, so before I speak about the expectations on the stock, let me try to bifurcate the banking sector into two segments. One, where let's say some of the private sector and efficient banks, they have pulled up quite well. They are very well placed in terms of the liquidity, in terms of the provisions, in terms of what they have guided as far as the credit cost is concerned, considering the pandemic effect and all of that. And then there is one category of banks and NBFCs which are still a bit in a difficult phase. They are struggling. Liquidity is a challenge. Their probably credit cost will be slightly higher given the categories which they cater to. So I would say, I'm now looking at the first bucket, which is slightly better bucket. And there I would say that, the data points to watch are, there is certain amount of expectations built around the credit cost, which the banks have guided. And clearly the December quarter and the March quarter is going to see higher amount of slippages, which are likely to take place. Coming out from the moratorium and the benefits which these banks have seen. There is also a case where some of these banks have made adequate provisions.
Right. If I want to, get back to the liquidity question that I had asked you, FIs have been, of course, pumping a lot of money into stock markets all over the world and not only India. But DIs in India are at the back foot. If you look at the mutual fund numbers, there's a huge redemption pressure. And not only for 1 month, it has been continuous for at least 5 to 6 months. And the DI were the net sellers of around 30,000 crore in 2020. What, according to you, are the key reasons why DIs are so cautious about Indian markets at the moment? Of course, some people say that it is profit booking, but profit booking for so long, or is there something that we are not able to see through at the moment?
Yeah, and so Nasreen, I think at the outset, let me sort of also compliment the Indian investors for having behaved, very in a disciplined manner where we saw a lot of buying taking place when we hit the lows. And now, right. As you said, that some of them may be profit booking. And the other fact also needs to be kept in mind is that there is definitely a move towards investment directly into equities as equities are moving up and investors are looking to capture those opportunities directly rather than going through the funds, and which is where...
So you mean the retail investor segment.
So I think which is where we are seeing certain amount of that pressure being built as far as the redemptions are concerned. So I would say in a way, this is a good behavior coming out from the investors. Some investors may be needing cash because of the pandemic effect. The businesses might not be in a great shape. So while they are taking money out at the high point, it is still okay. And my sense is that as the visibility of the outlook on the economy improves, as the people see more legs to the growth, I think the money definitely will come back. We are under-penetrated as far as the whole equity as a mix is concerned. And equity as an asset class, if one consider the from the risk return perspective, I think it is one of the better asset classes versus the others. So I think in the long run, we don't see any challenge. These cycles from investors are also welcome. And typically, we would like to say that the counter-cyclical behavior is much better than the pro-cyclical behavior, which is being displayed by the investors. So it is fine. We are not as much worried in the long run for the mutual fund as a category.
Right. So one last question we need before I let you go is, what about the mid and small cap segment in 2021? 2022 has been a great year for both the segments. And unlike 2017, of course, both mid and small caps could not perform like 20%, the kind of rally we saw in 17. But 18 and 19 were quite rough for both mid and small cap segment, but 2020, they were better than the Sensex and Nifty. Do you see a similar performance for both mid and small caps stocks in 2021, or you see there could be some hiccups?
High level, my thoughts would be that the caution around the valuations is something which investors need to always keep in mind. When it comes to equities, be it large cap, mid cap, small cap, we have seen a good amount of recovery happening even in the mid caps and small caps. There is some element of room left as far as some sectors within the small caps are concerned. So I would say to that extent, probably the small caps may relatively do slightly better. But I think I would like to raise my caution on the valuations, and investors need to be alert on that. And I have always maintained this stance that the investments in the small and mid cap cannot be undertaken with a 1 year time frame in mind. These companies, they take a slightly longer time to mature, grow, and deliver returns. And that's what we have seen in our portfolios. So I would say that investments in small and mid caps definitely makes a lot of sense given the growth prospects these companies have. But only caveat is that investors need to have minimum 4 to 5 years time horizon in mind, which is where we see decent outcomes from those investments.
So it's a long-term bet for both mid and small cap stocks.
Right, definitely.
So with that thought, thanks a lot, Vineet, for those insights and perspectives for the stock markets in 2021. Wish you a happy new year once again, and thanks for giving your time.
Thank you, Nasreen. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It was a pleasure being here. And thank you, everyone, and happy new year to all.
Thank you. For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.